Hello.
Hey. Yo, what's up?
Hello. How are you guys doing?
How you doing?
Good. I'm so sorry for you guys waiting.
No, you're good. Thank you so much.
What's up, Sam? What's up with you? All right.
Don't start oh, talking in that low bullshit. Voice.
No,
because pretty.
I can't help it.
Did you hear him, V? Hit you with the,
hey, how you doing?
Don't do that. Like, don't do
it's
that.
Okay,
like,
I know, it's okay.
Like, I know when she put it on her socials, it's going to be, you know, a lot of women. And like, we're used to it, Freddie T. We get it. Oh, Fred, every time he speaks, yeah, it's
true.
So much wisdom. And
yeah,
it's like, don't do that. Don't do that.
Why are you trying to call me?
You
out,
have a good time.
Don't.
It's going to be fun. It's
going to
be fun.
Hold up. Let me biggest stomach cap pinning it. I father here to witness it. Got my people feeling militant. Way I'm feeling, get me up. On the mission, get me up. Knowing me, I got the key. Only vision I can trust. Trust. Limitless. Biggest stomach cap pinning it. I father here to witness it. Got my people feeling militant. Way I'm feeling, get me up. On the mission, get me up.
So, welcome to the pivot. I mean, we've been trying to get this done forever.
For a minute,
yes. We're extremely excited. I think, like, for us, it's about expanding, right? Freddie T always says that exposure leads to expansion, and getting a very talented black woman on our show who is not only the beautiful, but also skilled at what she does and understands marketing and understands continuing to promote herself and build her brand. I think it's great for the people who follow us. So if you're a subscriber already, continue to like, continue to support, whether it's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate you. I think for us, though, it's like, it hasn't, I'm trying to say this in a very nice way. It hasn't always been the 10, the extremely attractive woman gets into comedy and is also funny and is also great at her job. What drew you to this art form?
I always knew I had a calling. You know, I just didn't know what area. I went to school at St. Augustine's University. I did 4 years of communication. And my mom told me before I went to college, she said, God said, my mom was a pastor. So she said, God said, you finna be in the arts, you know. So I said, okay, mom, you know, okay, when you get a prophecy, you don't know when it's gonna come. They just give you a word and you just gotta work towards it. So I was always a class clown. I was always getting called from the front to the back of the room. I was just always doing something, jumping, just acting crazy. So I knew it was something that was instilled in me. I just didn't know what until I got to college and I said, you know, I want to do radio. And then radio didn't work out for me because I graduated and had a job working at a station and I had my own radio show called The VXL Show. After that, I was working at my 9-to-5. I was actually Arnold Taylor, admin assistant for South Coast Music Group. And then we were booking the baby Jesus at the time. Now he's the baby. So I knew. It was just, I was trying to figure it out. So after that, I got fired from all them jobs, child, and I was fighting myself in the street.
Wait, what you get fired for? Were you just terrible worker?
You were showing out?
No, I think I was late, and Arnold told me, he was like, Vina, this is not where you need to be. He was like, you are so stuck in your world of comedy. You need to go out and get that. So I always tell Arnold when I see him, I always say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for firing me. Because it pushed me, it excelled me where I'm at right now.
And you talking about your mom is a pastor.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Was it strict?
You know what's so crazy? My mom got ordained. I think it's her 8th year of being ordained. So she was always on us, but she wasn't so strict. I ain't lying. My daddy was strict and my mama was strict too. But she wasn't so strict on us though. It was just like, we knew what time it was. Like, we knew, you already know, when you come in this house, this is what it is. When you go out, this is what it is. Keep it, you know, both ways. Not just in my house, you act a certain way, do it outside too. So she was strict, but it wasn't like, oh, okay, we in a room reading books and looking at Psalm 23 all day. It was like,
right,
figure it out, and when you go out in that street, you already know what time it is. So I learned both, the streets and all these different things.
Hey, that's such a Southern Baptist thing, Psalm 23. Like, that's what we all know.
That's what we all know, we know.
Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Like, that's our one.
It's about three, what is it? Psalms 23, what? Proverbs 31. Everybody do it. That's all the Bible verses you know.
Hey, look, I'm over here like, and the thing about it is, I always say I have never read the Bible from front to back, but I know, you know, I know the word. And I walk with the word. Even when I do comedy, it's not just me acting fool and, you know, comedy is healing. When you laugh and you know, joke, it's making somebody's day.
Is it harder as comedy as a woman? Because I love comedy. I mess around. I play around. You know, I'm gonna get after your ass here in a second.
No, period.
Yeah, but like, is it harder as a woman to be in that space?
I think it is. You have so much guys. You have, I mean, the list goes on and on. But I think for us, it's great because you have, like, the B. Simones. You have the Pretty V's. You have the Just Hilariouses. You have so many of us that's going, the millennial that's coming in, the Moniques, you know. But we're beautiful, too, you know, and we're bosses. So when we go on stage, you got to respect it because we're going to give you a joke, you know, from Miami. So it's straightforward for me. Like, this is what it is. And again, I don't do stand-up. I've done stand-up. I didn't really care for it. I like hosting comedy shows. You know, I like doing my one-woman shows. I have characters. I want the world to see that. Like, I'm not saying that stand-up is bad, but it, for me, I just... I need to be 5 different people on that stage. And I think I can be. I think I can be. In my little 45 minute set, but I like to. I'm a storyteller.
Do you feel like that's where comedy is moving? Because like I think about like I'm old, first off. Like I think about growing up and getting opportunities to see Raw, right? Mm-hmm. See Delirious, and then you get an opportunity. You know, You So Crazy, the you know Martin Staines, and so. Yeah. And so, but now the, you know, the Pretty V's, the Desi's, the Jess Hilarious, yes. Like all of you guys play these roles and you yeah. play these characters. Do you feel like comedy has changed along with the times where social media is big and all of those things? And it allows you guys to not only show that you're funny, but it also shows so much versatility yeah. in each of you.
I think it has. And also too, like back in the day it was like we were numbers in a line, like number 5, 6, 7, come on, you know, someone want to see you perform, go ahead. Because I remember I auditioned for Robert Townsend in Miami, we were numbers, you know, like we had to make sure we hold our cards up. This is our number. We're going to give you this, say this line. Now, Instagram is our resume. You go on there, you're getting booked. You know, they don't know what you're going to do. Like even when I got the opportunity for Issa Rae to do her new series show, Issa Rae didn't see me perform. She gave me the opportunity, like, hey, I want you to do what you do. I know you're a comedian, but I want to see the opposite. So Instagram is literally our resume. Like, we go on there and just act up. That's our casting call.
I've seen a million of your skits. I seen some shit the other day. You gave Doja Cat 24 hours. You gave Doja Cat 24 hours response. But I don't know if she responded yet. We'll get to that. But do you ever look at yourself and say, man, you crazy?
I do all the time.
How you keep a straight face, though?
I mean, like, y'all don't see it, but when I do my skits, like, I really bust out laughing after every skit I do, I be dying on the ground. They be like, what's going on? And I said, who gave me an edible? And then my homie was like, but what else is in the edible?
Right.
Because you, like, what's going on?
So you was dancing your tail off, though.
But you know, I dance, crumping. Though. Yeah. So it's like, when I do it, I just do it comedically. The physical comedy, like, got to. Like, it's just, for me, it's a vibe. So I'm like, I watch the Jim Carreys. I watch the Marlon Waynes, those Wayne brothers, like, and they were just so physical. So I'm just like, why not? I should use my dancing in this comedy so we could do it. So I've been doing it.
But then you pivot and flip the switch and you go from funny as hell to entrepreneur.
It's such a balance.
Right.
Someone told me that was like, when they wanted me to do their video, they were like, hey, I want you to be in my music video because it's so dope that you transition into just being like that loud, ponytail looking dusty to, okay, let's throw some heels on.
Right.
And we can market you. Like, let's get it. I mean, I just think that's what it is. I think that's comedy. I think that's dope. I mean, you don't see, when you were back in the days, you're not seeing Martin walking down looking like Shanae. He gonna take that wig off and he gonna get to it. I mean, I think that's just the beauty of it when you can transition and not stay in that. It's a gift when you don't have to stay in it. You know, some people really stay in characters, but it's a gift when you could transition and get to the money.
Bro, you bring up Martin. I got Jamaican Woman. This is what I wrote down that I don't watch. The Ghetto Girl, the Baby Mama.
Baby, man, she was patting that baby.
Bro,
baby
mama was
weak as hell.
Bro, the Baby Mama had me set. But also what other ones now. Like, that space of just, like, can you, could you jump into that right now? Could you go between those? Because Martin had to do Martin.
Yeah.
He had Shanae to deal with Gina, and then Shanae, yeah. And then the...
Dragonfly Jones.
Dragonfly Jones, like... Are you talented enough? Could you jump between those?
I understand if you want to see Sharon, you can see Sharon. If you want to get a girl, let's talk about it.
Real talk, I want it. Yes, yes. If you're asking, I do want it.
Yes, you know, we have the body girl Sharon, you know, things like Gua, you know, remove body girl. You have the ghetto girl, like what they do, like all that. I mean, it comes, you know.
It's strategic.
You do it strategically.
No, someone asked me that. I literally just do it organically. I just flow with it. I don't have any map and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I just do it.
You're saying like it's simple. It's not simple.
I mean, it's not simple. I think nowadays I should be writing what I do, but like I just prop the camera up and I just go. Everything I do, I just go. Only time I'm reading a script is when I'm booked on a movie or a show. But now I have a show called V's House that I'm producing.
Yes.
So that is definitely script.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, V's House, you know, came about. I'm like, okay, I have my characters. I mean, on Instagram. I mean, of course, the outlet that I'm going with V's House is YouTube, so it's still free. But I kind of wanted to put my characters, like Eddie Murphy, you know, I kind of want to put my characters in one setting, you know, Sharon, Bobo, Maria, Loao, Babani, shit like that. We have, you know, New York, Czech, all that, you know, we got all those. So I wanted to put that in in a house. You know, and just to see how these characters move. So yeah, V's House is like, it's my show that I'm developing. So Vina, Pretty V, goes on a date and all her characters just got, they loud, it's so much commotion. They can't give her peace with her man and he over here looking crazy. So I'm like, damn, not again. Y'all done ruined Thanksgiving now, my date.
Right.
So I wanna, that's the show that I'm developing right now.
You mentioned Vina got fired, right? Yeah. And, and she was told that she should focus on comedy.
Yes.
Tell us how Pretty V was born, because you are a very attractive woman. You are a very intelligent woman. And sometimes those things don't vibe with comedy. Mm-hmm. So how was Pretty V born? And to say, you know what? I can do this and I can do this in my way. And I can be an entrepreneur and I can still be beautiful and I can do all these things, but I can still be funny as hell.
I think Pretty V was born when I got fired. My name was already Yes, I'm Pretty V on my Instagram. I just needed to structure that. So when I got fired, Arnold gave me that push. Like, okay, yeah, let's go. Because Devonna was working. Devonna Urquixo, that's my real name. She was working. She was working for the baby. She was doing everywhere. She was getting $300 on the table. Ain't making no money, but I told myself, I said, God, I just want to be in the entertainment business. Whichever area, let's get it. So he started me off doing admin work. And then I had my own radio show called Lounge 22 and VXL show in Charlotte, North Carolina. And then I stopped doing that. And that's when I started fighting myself on the street. And that's when I was developing my confidence. Like, okay, let's get to it. If I could do this, I could make some change. But I was still broke. I worked for Fairfield Marriott. You know, I was working for TJ Maxx, Dollar Tree. And then I was still trying to figure it out. After that, audition came for Wildin' Out. And I was like, shoot, I'm finna audition. And then my homegirl was like, girl, you better say that DC Young Fly your cousin. Get on this show.
Right.
Or Carlos Miller your uncle. So I did that.
But that dance y'all did?
It didn't work. They said, baby, you is not their cousins. And you is not funny on this show. So I was like, shit, okay, well, I guess I got to go back to in my kitchen and put my pink robe on and my bonnet and start dancing. Then I got my first brand ambassador deal with a weave company. It was $500. That was in my rent. I kept moving. And then Wildin' Out called me back and was like, hey, we see what you're doing. And you know, no, we want to let you come back for an audition. And then I didn't even audition. I just walked right into it.
You said that you'd be better than her in Wildin' Out. You told me that before she got here.
You said you could fry her.
I was just saying, like, we call it roasting.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We call it Jonin in Atlanta. I don't know what, you know what I'm saying? You from here,
yeah,
Jonin.
They call it Rankin in Miami.
Rankin in Miami, yeah, uh-huh. Like, all that. And I was going to say that. I told him, I was like, if she want to rank, we could ride. You know what I'm saying? If you want to ride, we could ride.
See, I'm going to leave that to D.C. because I don't know how to rank. I'm sorry.
You really don't? Okay, well.
I don't, yeah.
We're going forward with D.C.
Yeah, y'all need to because I can't. Every time me and him go against each other, I be out. We talk about our lizard-shaped body, and he be like, you shaped like me, and then we just go. That's it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because you got newspaper on your legs. But no, I believe with DC.
No, he came ready.
I had to see if you had anything going on. But in that space, like I asked earlier, is it intimidating? Like you said, DC, yeah. DC's cool.
Oh my God.
DC's a monster.
He's a monster. Like I give him his flowers all day, every day.
Yeah.
Like he is sickening. Like it's so like I went to, it was Duval, it was him, it was B. Simone, it was somebody on stage. And I was like, he goes up last all the time. And I'm like, I'm watching, I'm like, wow, DC, what the fucking Young Fly?
Yeah.
Incredible. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's just, I mean, it's not intimidating. It's just inspiring. And it just leaves room for us to just come on in. Because y'all dudes, y'all not us. You know, we bring a whole different type of sauce to the comedy world anyway. So y'all could do y'all, but we going to come in too because y'all need us.
You're a Swiss Army knife. All that you do to become an international star, like everybody knows
you. Better
you.
Come on.
But how did that happen? Like, but
hey,
like,
he took your job, man. He giving out flowers on here.
Already. I can't say nothing.
Most people go to school for that. Like, how did you become what you are with no teacher?
Right.
It's called talent.
But you where's that talent? What you want, some Bel-Air? We can bust it open.
Bust
it
open.
I see you looking around. What you want? I was about to say, what you want, some Bel-Air? But like, what is that? Where does that come from?
I mean, like he said, it's called talent. It's gifted. I think it just, I got to say it just comes from God. Because when I was in school, it was always like, come from the back to the front. It was like, Vina, can you do this? Like, when I went to college, I wanted to be in radio so bad. I was a freshman, and you could not be in the radio department unless you was a sophomore. And the lady told me, she was like, we want to give Devonna a chance, but she's a freshman, and I think she'd be great. So even coming into that school, they wanted me to be involved in every little thing, hosting, being a part of this, being a part of that. So I knew it was something, and I was trying to grasp it. And I know my mom told me, like, you're going to do this. And it came to pass, you know. So I had it. I know I had it. I used to run around the house with this on my head and my daddy's shoes, singing. I was in tap. I was in jazz. I danced. I played the piano. I did all these things, you know.
I have.
Oh, like, and you look like a dinosaur.
Yeah, he does.
What do I look like?
Hey, not the baby. He definitely looks like not the mama. He definitely like not the mama, though, from Dinosaurs. Like, that is a real thing.
Are we going to ride with them high school tattoos on your feet? Are we going to ride? Whatever you want to do.
I have certain, like, fears and insecurities, right? You know, I work for ESPN, and so, like, there are dudes that I work with, like, something that happened in the game, and they'll just take their phone and flip it around and, like, do a video from their house. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not me, right? Because I'm always like, well, if I'm not on TV, like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I have these certain rules set for things I won't put myself out there to do. Like you said, when you're setting up your phone in your kitchen or you're setting up your phone to do these different skits and play these different characters, is there ever a fear that, you know what, this one might not land? Like, people might not enjoy this or laugh at this, or it might not resonate? Or do you feel like every time you set that phone up, you got a hit?
I mean, we all, as creators, we all go through it. You know, you got Instagram, and it's like, when I post a video, it better go viral or it better go hit. I think that causes anxiety. I've been there, right? It's no video. I mean, of course, we think that it's gonna go crazy, but then the views is like, oh girl, in 10 minutes, your shit still at 5,000 views. It's like, girl, that shit should be at 100K in 10 minutes for most of us, right? But I think when
we don't live that life. I don't know what that means.
But I mean, for creators, like, if we post something, right? Okay, if it's like at 5 minutes, that video should be at 25K, wow, like views. 5 minutes, it should be zoom going up. And then when we have 15, it should be at 100K. It should be. So we look at that, and I think me and Desi spoke, and I said, we got to stop doing that, because that's really like, that would bring anxiety. Because at the end of the day, you're supposed to enjoy what you do. Mm. It don't matter about what's, we already there. You know, of course, we have more work to do. This is only the beginning. We haven't even touched our peak yet, but that should not be important to us. Post a video. So I stopped even thinking about that. Like, now I'm over here like, you know what? I done did that when I had 100K, a million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. I'm at 6.1 million. So I'm like, at this point, I'm like, look, I don't care about that.
You
just stunting
post on
it.
Us right now, though.
Like, yeah. Chill out.
Yeah, she started on us.
That's dope. But yeah. I want to ask, though, because we all have a bar,
yeah,
right? And that was your bar, you know, looking at it and saying where you should be in that allotted amount of time. You know, there's a saying that the standard is the standard. Coach Mike Tomlin says it.
Yeah.
So if you're not going to use that to gauge your success, or, you know, for those individual postings, what is it? What's the standard now?
I think for me, I used to watch it, and I'm not going to lie, I still do, only because I have Bel-Air, I have City Trends, I have companies that want to work with me, and they look at the numbers.
Right.
Right? Instagram is that new outlet. Like, this is how you're getting booked through this app. So to answer your question, it's more of like, now I still look at it, but it's more of like, you know what? I'm not gonna die off IG. I'm not gonna give myself high blood clot pressure. Me not gonna do that. Me not gonna figure that. Me not gonna figure that out. Me not gonna do my little blood clot thing and I go warm and go sleep. Right. So I just try to, like, you know, just stay authentically me. And if it vibes with it and it resonates, let's do it. And if it don't, hell, we're gonna do it again. Because if you are a comic and you're a comedian and you're funny and this is not something that was taught or whatever, like, you're gonna always be dope.
So
this is what it is.
Being an XL, as in XL, as in larger than life, right? You align yourself with specific partners. You keep it 100. You always shouting out the crib, you know, Miami-Dade County. Does the affirmation, does that give you a certain inspiration? Like, do you align yourself with specific partners, knowing that they're gonna allow you to be yourself? Or you don't just work with anybody?
Oh, no, I don't just work with anybody. And that's a great question, because someone asked me that yesterday when I did this interview. They were saying, you don't promote a lot of businesses or brands or partners. And I said, I just try to make sure it's authentically with my brand, right? So I'm not gonna just post. I already did the Fashion Overs. I already did the Pretty Little Things. I didn't did there. And now I'm over here trying to make sure, like, I get in spaces and rooms where I'm like, what's going to land my brand the right way?
Right.
What is going to make it make sense? Who's gonna make sure Pretty V's in rooms and settings that's gonna broaden, you know, her brand and make it dope and make it, you know, enhance it, you know, not just here, right? And that's why I chose the Belairs, you know, me and Ross, you know, I think it's just a dope chemistry that we have when it comes to Belair, because it's, I'm me, but it's more of like when you have,
I need to ask you something about that
too. Okay. So when you have,
You said it twice, bro.
Yeah,
actually,
like,
go
ahead. She kept going. I'm like, all right. Nah, because I just texted him. He my neighbor. He lived across the street from me. I just texted him, like, hey, what I need to talk to V about, bro? Like, tell me something. But
why would Ross know what you need to talk to V about, though? Like, why would you text
him? Because he the boss. Obviously, he the boss. But I'm just trying to get some insight, because you was talking about V's house. I wanted to know if it was between... You know, you had to choose between Desi, Nick Cannon, who's gonna get you pregnant, and then Ross been in the house with you.
Everybody pregnant.
Man, he might get me pregnant. And I'll let him get me pregnant.
Bro, that child support being split so many ways, bro, you don't want it.
It's definitely funny, yeah. But you already know what my answer is, though.
Nah, but back to it, I went way left. I don't even know where I was going. Nah, but yeah, for sure. I love that.
I feel like you never asked the real question. I didn't.
But I know what you're trying to do.
I want to know about the people you're working with.
Fred, she wants to eat lemon pepper. So when I think of lemon pepper, right? I know there are two people synonymous with lemon pepper wings, right? One is Lou Williams.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My dog Dane got kicked out of the bubble, fooling around with lemon pepper wings at the strip club. And Rick Ross, right?
That's true.
So if she has an affinity for lemon pepper wings, maybe she's spending a ton of time with someone who also loves lemon pepper wings. Maybe I'm wrong.
You got an old man?
I'm saying, like, why would she be with Rick Ross? I thought you were gonna ask.
We talk about Bel-Air, we talk about Labor.
Yeah, the brands that I work with, is...
Frankie, I'm not asking about brands.
You got an old man?
Ooh, cross my legs.
Cross your leg like mine, right over left.
Okay,
how this shit works?
Do you have an old man? I don't know what an old man is.
Do you have a man?
You have a man. Right now, I am, what Carisha said? We single, but we dating. That's what we is.
What is that? I don't even understand what that means.
We single, but we dating. Yes.
That is such a weird person.
So you don't have an old man.
We single, but we dating.
I was just saying, yeah, if you're single, you dating.
But we dating.
But you're single, so it's fine.
It's we single, but we dating.
Oh, okay. Just lean. Don't lean too far. Right?
You're gonna fall out there.
Carisha is. You fall and hit your head.
Nah, he been in the house. They don't even know who Carisha is.
I don't know who Carisha is.
City Girls.
City Girls.
City Girls.
Oh, yeah, I don't listen to music. I listen to
exactly who she is. I just feel like, Abby, like you have been, for however long we've been here, you've been very straightforward. Mm-hmm. You've been very open. And you're such a great communicator.
Yeah.
Right? Every point you have intended to make has really resonated with me. Like, it's truly hit home. And then all of a sudden, we get to dating, and you start looking at your feet.
The hully gully.
Yeah, she started, like...
The flam gullery.
Yeah, it got it was flip-flammery. It got really weird, you know? I'm sure there are some unattractive comedians who don't have to deal with this. But this is very important to us. You know, you say, like, we're single. I'm single, but we dating. Right? Like, two different things, right? Because it's like, as this entity, as the Pretty V entity, I am single. But me and him are dating. Is there a way we could figure out who me and him and we are that are dating or no? Like, reveal some stuff. Like, this is what the show about, Pretty V. Well, reveal some stuff people don't know.
Like I said, I love me some lemon pepper wings. So, you know, we going.
What's the ad lib?
We're going to stick to that part.
God did.
That ain't the ad.
Nobody knew, but God did.
God did.
Whoa. Now, you know what's so crazy is, you know, again, I love Ross. Let's just go back to him. I love Ross. I think Ross is dope. And just the knowledge, you know, of being an entrepreneur has been amazing. Like, it's everything. So I just leave it there. I just think Ross is a great, we from Miami. So at the end of the day, that's just home team. So he's a great, great, great guy. So like I said, we love them pepper wings. And we're going to do what we do.
What's the future of you? Like, you know what I'm saying? The progression. Yeah. What's That's the real. Future of you? Like, the dream role or whatever it is. Because you're coming up, people know you, but that dream role, like, what do you want to be? Like, what's that top?
Yeah, and this is only the beginning. I feel like I haven't even touched the peak, right? I think God is still, like, preparing me for what I want. And, you know, film and TV. I want to have my own show. I want to have my own sitcom show, you know, with my characters. Again, my goal is, of course, to work with my inspiration, Jim Carrey. Like, I love him. I study him all day, every day, you know, in the Waynes. I've never met him. I know Marlon came to Wild'n Out and I missed him one day. But my goal is to really and truly, like, you know, because people put us in a box as influencers. It's just like, child. You know, next, y'all gonna always be on Instagram and pop the phone up. But it's so dope when you get opportunities from the Nick Cannon, you know, from the BETs, from the VH1s to put you in these movies. And the Issa Rae's, you know, her new series, Rap Shit. It's so dope to connect with people like this because they believe in you. They see it. They see a star. They don't just see, oh, you're just on Instagram and that's where you're gonna land. No, I feel like this girl could go places. And for me, in my eyes, I just film in TV. I want to have my own show. I want to have multiple shows. I want to executive produce. You know, I do music as well. So that's just, I'm more on the comedic side of music. Like, I could compare it to Lil Duval. You know, Lil Duval probably smile, bitch. You know, that's him. But the comedic side of it with me too, you know. So I have music out. So it's more of like the film and TV. I want to continue to master that. You know, my one woman show, you know, really, really have that going.
One woman show?
A one woman show.
You think you're capable of doing a show by yourself?
Oh, I am definitely capable of doing a show by myself.
What's your vision of
that? That's amazing.
I could definitely see myself doing a one woman show. Whoopi did it.
By yourself, on stage, 2 hours.
Yeah, Whoopi did it. I have all these characters, and I'm still developing more characters.
And
yeah.
You can do that by yourself.
I could do it by myself. I'm actually, like, if I don't do it, Lil Duval going to say something again because he keep bugging me about it. You need to do that.
And so you
for
can
me.
Do it.
For me, when people say I want to book you for stand-up, I say I'm going to do one-woman shows. Like, I will go up there, and that's my 45-minute set. Like, I'm not going to say, well, look at you. I'm going to go up there and just switch out different characters.
And
that's
do your set.
And that will be my set.
No, from our demographic, there's been tons and tons of amazing black comedians from the male and female side. Mm-hmm. But you just mentioned Jim Carrey, right? What is it about Jim Carrey that inspires you to want to work with him?
His boldness. very, his daring, you know, his confidence, you know, not really caring. I don't care who's in the room. Like I said, I'm busting out in Chevron. I'm doing splits. I'm crumping. I don't care because it is what it is. This is me. I'm in my own show, you know? And I think that's when you turn funny into money, this is what it is. And that's what I did, you know? So I feel like for me, he did that, and it's longevity with him. And that's what I want. So to answer your question, what is the future? It's me continuing to progress in the way God wants me to go. So if it's filming TV, if it's motivational speaking, if it's out in the community, you know, I'm tying everything together with my comedy, and that's just what it is.
I think as
one moment show, new series. Show.
Yeah, you know,
I want to be on. Shit. Yeah.
Don't let him go on. He's gonna try to steal your show.
I need me 5 minutes.
He can come on my show. He's
gonna try to get people to go to do really freaky things, and you don't want that to happen.
Naked.
So here's a question.
He can come to V's house.
That men don't have to answer. And whether fair or unfair, I think it's part of the way society sees success for women. Like, Fred was never asked, does he have to sacrifice family to be a great running back? Right? I was never asked, did I have to sacrifice family to be a good safety or to do TV. For women, that's always the question, right? Mm-hmm. Someone who is an entrepreneur as you are, someone who is driven as you are, it's like, okay, if I'm going to continue to do this work, I want this one woman show, I want to do all these things. Other things are sacrifice. For you, is there the thought of it's my career or family? Like, do you want to raise kids? Do you want to get married? Do you want all of those things and the success of seeing your talent to fruition?
Of course, I want a family. Yes, definitely want to, you know, some babies running around, not now, but that's the goal. You know, I want to get married. I want a family. You know, I grew up having my mom and my dad, you know. Then I also have a heart for, you know, comedy. You know, so, I mean, I'm not there yet mentally, but I know some decisions will have to get made. But, I mean, I watched my mom, 3 kids. You know, she sacrificed a lot and made sure we were okay. You know, I seen her work day and night, and then we were still okay. We were still dressed from head to toe. We still, you know, made sure we ate, you know. So I know it will all happen, and in God's will, it's gonna work out. I could do both.
And with Issa Rae, you work with Issa Rae.
Yes,
rap shit.
Yo, phenomenal.
And Issa, is that like, I don't want to say your inspiration, whatever, but Issa's doing her
Someone that is very inspiring to the culture, to women like myself, very inspiring. And yes, could be an inspiration because, again, she came from where I'm at, you know, content creator, you know, YouTube, you know, having her own show, you know, that's why we're developing V's House. That's inspiring, you know, to put it on YouTube and watch it grow into now Insecure. Now all these other shows she has now, rap shit. And you chose me. Shout out to Charlamagne. Charlamagne is the one who connected that. I didn't know what rap shit was about. I thought it was just a game show. I didn't know. I was like, oh, let's whatever. He's like, nah, V, it's this thing, da 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 da. This is a new series show we have on HBO Max that Issa Rae has on HBO Max. You should be a part of it. And you're going to be a part of it. So then he called me up one day and he was just like, this is what it is. And you need to call her or text her or, you know, DM her. But I think you should do it. And then she did. She wrote back. And I took a season off a while now and we shot in Miami.
In that circle.
Yeah.
Is that the circle of people, like you saying, Charlamagne, because we were on Breakfast Club. We all went on Breakfast Club.
Yeah, no, I seen it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that...
I had to make sure I did my research. I heard about you.
So what did you hear about me?
I just, you know, I heard, but before I walked out the car, I was getting some text messages there. Watch out for...
About what?
Watch out for the red one, the dinosaur.
Don't say red.
Listen, don't say red.
He wanted to hear the red dudes taking over.
No. See, what you say?
Watch out for the red one. Us red dudes is taking over. I'm telling you,
Drake,
Obama,
Rotimi.
I like the opposite though. You like
the dark ones. Yeah. Oh, don't do that to us.
I mean, my thing is, you know, light skinned men are very, very handsome, very attractive. You know, it's nothing like a Morris Chestnut running around.
Don't do that. You want Morris Chestnut?
B, honestly.
Damn, air, hey,
Channing's actually not attractive.
No, Wesley Snipes.
Channing's actually not attractive.
Wesley Snipes can pay his taxes.
No, I think Channing is very attractive. I think he's handsome.
B, don't do that.
He's handsome.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done for the day.
We gotta do. Y'all gotta do. I gotta do 5 more years of shows with this dude.
Hey, the Dun Donner, the Don't Rider, you know from Miami. And my trick daddy.
So when you
listen, Lee, I'm done. You said I'm a tractor.
Lee, you know you like. You know you mentioned the Wayans brothers and obviously Jim Carrey. So it sounds like you were like an In Living Color fan.
Oh, that's Lee's house.
Right. As all of us, if all of us were. When you look at where you are, you know, getting opportunities to do Wildin' Out, continuing to do your different characters, what is your end goal? Like when you think this thing is all said and done, mm-hmm. how do we view Pretty V?
Wow, thank you for that question. I appreciate it. You know, when I develop these characters and just develop, you know, everything that I'm doing, you know, down to being an entrepreneur, the actress, the comedian, you know, I'll call myself an all-purpose entertainer. I just don't put me in a box, right? We do it. I can do it all. I believe so. I think that end goal is making sure I have longevity, right? Making sure that I could sit down, right, and watch me on every station, you know, shout out to Shaq, you know, he's every damn where. You know, you turn on this, damn Shaq doing ice cream.
You know,
I love Shaq. So I think the longevity in this business, you could be in Hollywood, but could you be in Hollywood, right? A lot of people get in Hollywood and then, you know, it's depression and it's anxiety. I ask God to keep me centered in this business. So when you view Pretty V and you see Pretty V, because this is only the beginning, and you see me, you're not just going to see, oh, no, you're going to see me with longevity. Because I want my name to be with greats. I want to be beside those Jim Carreys. I want to have these boss talks around the Jim Carreys, the Marlon Wayans, the Keenan Wayans, the Damon Wayans, the Adam Sandlers, you know, the Melissa McCarthy's. You know, I want to be in that circle so I could. Kevin Hart, never met him, but I know he's seen all of ours, you know, stuff on Instagram. But I think for me, it's longevity. I think for me, it's developing a show for my characters. For me, you know, challenging myself with these scripts so I can just have to be one dimension, because I'm not. I could do drama. I could do the romance. I could do the comedy. We could do all these, you know, whatever genres in this business, I could do it, because the industry changes every day. Something new going on. But I think for me, it's longevity. You know, and a delay is never denial. You are never denied. You could be delayed up, but you are never denied. If it's yours, it's yours.
You mentioned Kevin Hart, and we got an opportunity to sit down with him. And I think the thing I took from him more than anything is like, dude's not a joke, right? Mm-hmm. Like sometimes when you think of comedians and people literally making a living by making other folks laugh, people could take you for a joke. But he talked about the business acumen, the family continuing to build in his circle.
Yeah.
When you think about where you've come from and the things you've already been able to do just based on your grind, are you trying to bring others with you?
Right,
because it's different now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you mentioned a lot of names, but like, I just remember like Cheryl Underwood, right?
Yeah.
You know,
she's talking about Desi Banks.
Desi
got all his dudes coming up with him.
Of course.
You grow, are you growing other people with you?
When it comes down, because again, I love, you already know Desi is my brother. And again, I think it's different from, you know, from my path and his path and like a B. Simone and a Jess. Only because, you know, when we look at that, we look at the comedians bringing people who do stand-up with them, or are they homeboys and friends and all that good stuff. For me, it's more of everybody around me is okay. And everyone around me that's attached to me and it's my extension is winning regardless, right?
Yeah.
Anything that is attached to me shall win. So if it's down to my makeup artist, my hairstylist, I don't have comedians that wants to go on stage, because I don't do stand-up. I'm not getting that in that space. Like, I mean, I have. But when you look at the Desi, all his homeboys, they like, look, bring me on a roll because I want to get on that stage.
Yeah.
I'm over here like, hey, makeup artist, hairstylist, assistant, let's get up in the center because I'm about to go do something with Pivot, and you never know who you're going to meet. He may want his dreads retwisted. My stylist, she may be so raw, she'd get him a car, she get put on. So whoever's attached to me in that setting is going to win. So I don't have just, I'm not going on stage and it's no shade to nobody and you know, having people come and open up. I don't have that yet. But I know down the line, I'll have a team, and I ask God to expand my team. When it comes down to Kitchen Talk or Pretty V, that's a show I'm trying to develop. V's House, that's a show that's already in developing. You know, and other things that I want to do, I will have to grow a team. So when my team grows with me, they will win. So whoever's passing by, hey, I like how you treat Pretty V. Hey, can you give, hey, I do. I have my hairstylist has done Tiana hair, has done so many people hair. My makeup artist has done so many people things, not just of just being with me, but just seeing I am their walking billboard. So if I'm walking and showing their talent, they're winning because they're getting booked off of something that we're doing. You know, it don't have to be the stage, but it's in that space and place, they are winning because my mama, she's my pastor, but she wins. She's covering me. You know, she does my money. I don't trust nobody else with my money. So again, whatever door opens for me, opens for her. Whatever door opens for me, opens for my makeup artist, my assistant, my manager, my PR. So they are winning in different areas, not just the stage.
Hey, V, this is the Pivot.
Yeah.
And it was born out of some shit that didn't work out. No, but I wanted to ask you, you know, being fired early on, now you're killing it, right? Mm-hmm. What would you say has been your biggest pivot?
I love this question. This is my favorite question of every show.
I think for me, just think when I left everything God's hand, that's when it started moving for me. That was my moment. Instead of having the anxiety, the nervousness, the cringing moments, what I'm gonna do,
right.
I think it was more of just leaving it into God's hand instead of trying to lean on me because we don't got the answers. So when I was able to see the smile on my mom's face when I bought my first home, when I was able to say, hey, I don't gotta call the card. What I got on that credit card? I got money on there. I was able to say, oh, I work. Here you go.
Right.
You know, I think those were the moments that I had. You know, my mother is like, hey, mom, you don't have to work. Do your pastoral work. You gonna get your building. You good. You know, I'm working. Your kids are working. You have sacrificed a lot for us. Those are the moments where I had with her to say, hey, okay, God, I see where you took me and now I'm here and I'm still going. As creators, we always want to know what's next. Mm-hmm. We'd be on that couch, we'd be like, okay, we done did this, we done did that. Mind you, I done hosted the BET Awards and I'm over here like, I was like, wow, with Terrence J, that was a great experience for me. But I was over here, okay, so is the Oscars next? Like, I'm like, some people sit in it and be like, okay, cool. I'm over here like, all right, well, what's next? I want something else. You know, I've told not to be comfortable because I could have did a whole vacation for 2 weeks for that great accomplishment. But I said, you know what? I want more. What's next? So I think when I sit back and look at everything that God has done for me, I'm still like, wow. But I still have a list of things, Jesus, that you still ain't answered yet. So I know I'm still going because you answered Issa Rae. That was on my book. I said, Issa, I want you. Yeah, have you. Got you. Yeah. 2019, I DM'd you. God, you answered that. That was a manifestation going on. So, yeah, but I still have a couple of more things I still need to get done. So, yeah, to answer your question, it's more of like I sit and I look and I thank God, but I still, in my mind, I'm like, well, I want some more.
Issa's the standard. It's so many people that's the standard.
Yeah.
We have the, we as a podcast people, we know the podcast numbers.
Yeah.
And we know that they got this and they got that. Yeah. Issa the standard?
I think Issa is definitely a standard. I think she is.
She's amazing.
She's amazing.
I'm telling you.
That's like, it. Like, yeah. And a black a woman who's doing this has not got shut down. Mm-hmm. You know how Hollywood could get you now. It's stuff like that.
Yeah.
She is like going and opening up doors. She didn't know me from a can of paint. She didn't know my acting skills. She said, I got a character, Deja, for you, and I want you on Rap Show.
With you.
And let's go.
Look in the camera. Issa.
Issa.
We need you to fuck with us.
Hello.
Man, say it again, coach. Say it again.
Issa, come with us.
Issa would definitely come and sit with you all because you guys are great. I just want to say thank you guys so much for this opportunity. I have some goodies for you guys. I heard y'all got daughters. And I want to bless them with something. City Trends, I am in over 600 plus stores. City Trends, I have AirPods, OxPods, waist trainer. I just brought a little bit of things. I got boxing gloves. Waist shape.
Look at that hand. Boy, you selling. Look at that hand. Look at that wrist. Oh, look at that wrist. You selling the
just so much I have in stores right now. So I want you guys to go check it out. If you guys are close to a local City Trends, you guys go get it. But I've been with City Trends for going on 3 years now, and my products have been sold out. Perfume, I dropped in February, and that was sold out, like, in every store. And now we, you know, we're getting back and putting some in the store, but I'm doing something different now with the product, so.
Hey, honestly, Vito, this is what I want to say. Like, for us, this is something we've been wanting to do a long time, and I think it's about your talent, it's about your entrepreneurship, but it's also about your spirit. Like, the thing that we've always wanted to do is tell stories from a different angle. And yes, you're funny as hell, but there's so much more to you. And the fact that you thought enough of us to sit with us and give us your time, knowing how busy you were, it's important to us. And I think, you know, now when people see you or get an opportunity to laugh at one of your characters, they also understand where that comes from and why it's important. And so for us, this was a big pivot. And you know, your time is valuable to us, but we just can't wait to see you do more things.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys so much. And I want to say something to three of you guys. You guys keep going. This is something that is definitely needed and definitely for the culture. Mental health is very important. You know, the battlefield is in our mind. You know, anxiety comes from the stress of the world. So don't let the world stress you guys out. You know, continue to strive for greatness. Continue to be the head and not the tail. Continue to be above and not beneath. And, you know, sometimes it does get hard. Sometimes it does get, you know, confusing to see where God wants you to go. But you continue to lean on him and not on your own understanding. And I appreciate you guys so much. And remember, delay is never a denial.
Indeed. For sure.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right, Sal. Thank you. To the road. I know, right?
Just the heels.
Hold up. Limitless. Take a stomach cap, pinning it. I fought the head to witness it. Got my people feeling militant. Way I'm feeling, got me up. On a mission, got me up. Knowing me, I got the key. On this vision, I can trust. Trust. Limitless. Take a stomach cap, pinning it. I fought the head to witness it. Got my people feeling militant. Way I'm feeling, got me up. On a mission, got me up.